Welcome to Narratives. Thomas's last memory was being half-drowned on an Australian beach, and then he wakes on a plane at Heathrow Airport with no recollection of how he travelled there.
A car blossoms into flower 20 metres ahead. Petals of twisted metal in orange and red unfurl towards the memory of a distant sun, and green doors sprout out across the road. Winter one moment, and spring the miraculous next. Then back to winter. Sleep. Let me sleep. Let me drift with the flow of a rising tide. My lips are shredded paper bark, glued tight with dried blood and resin. Hush. My swollen eyelids are sealed with sand and salt to shut the blinding brightness out. Keep out! Sealed tight against a storm of raining glass, shards of ice, the rending of metal. Sealed tight against a winter morning torn asunder, the hail of blood and bone, a day disemboweled. Something has happened, sometime, somewhere, but these lips, these eyes are sealed by resin, sand and salt, glued shut. Hush, just let me be and let me sleep, forget the bags of blood and bone. Roll up, roll up. See the amazing Abercrombie man disappear, whoosh, like a rabbit in a hat, abracadabra. See the flying cyclist perform cartwheels through the air. This beach is a place beyond me, of surrender. My body is flotsam, broken timbers lashed with frayed rope, studded with rusted nails. But my mind is jetsam, wrecked, beached. This wind's a hot breath across my back, my neck, my driftwood head, and the crashing of surf is a sleeper's lullaby. Shh! My once hands, my once feet are flowing into numbness, but the blanket of water slides warm against my thighs, and I think I might have pissed myself, or if I haven't, that I will, that I can, and it won't matter, not here. Let me flow into numbness and dissolve here, as rocks are ground to sand, and let me drift. Let me drift with glued lips and sealed eyes and stoppered ears. Sleep. Let me sleep. Grumbling in from an outstretched arm of reef rolls the echo of a roar, and I know the tide is turning. I know this explosion of sound and what it signifies. I know this place. I know how the sea rises and falls. There's a shell in my ear, and I listen to the suck and sigh of the surf. So when the sea turns to tuck me in with satin, slippy sheets of kelp, I try ripping a smile to thank her, except this fickle mother changes her mind and pushes me forward and out, untucking me across a pillow of rock. And the tide slip-slaps against me, tapping me on the shoulder, in what's a gentle rhythm at first, but soon becomes insistent. Time to wake up, sir, it says, slip, slap. Why, you're a deep sleeper. It's time to wake up, sir. We've landed. Landed? Let me drift. Let me sleep. Fingers of seaweed, pebbles for toes. Wrenched from the beach, I open gritty eyes to see a flight attendant leaning over me. Rows of seats, open baggage compartments, the anonymous backs of passengers crowding down the aisles, clutching coats, bags, passports, pressing forward. Among them, the backs of three figures are momentarily familiar. A businessman wearing an Abercrombie and a bowler hat, a young mother cooing to the baby she's cradling, and an elderly man with his trousers tucked into his socks. The attendant smiles, and her smile is anchored in lip gloss and eyeliner. She's on board her uniform. Her colours are Chanel No. 5. I'll stay on the beach a while, I say. Pardon? There's a cafe. Have to get to the cafe. We've landed, she says. There's several in the terminal. I shake my head, rub my eyes, try yawning but can't. I'm numb all over. Are you all right, sir? Did you take something to make you sleep? Where are we? London, Heathrow. Where from? I say. Where have I been? Pardon? I shake my head again. I've woken on a plane at Heathrow Airport at 5:30 on a winter's morning. Sleeping on the beach was more welcome than this, and there's a chance I'll prove this is a dream by finding myself naked. Would you like a hand with your luggage, sir? Poking out the side pocket of my flight bag is a small crumpled packet of thin white card with a prescription label on the front in my name, Thomas Passmore. Sleeping tablets, I tell the attendant, who nods, although I'm stuffed if I remember getting the things. They're not the sort of thing I'd mess around with, not these days. But somehow they've caught up with me. Somehow.
You've been listening to Paul Burman reading from his book, The Snowing and Greening of Thomas Passmore. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan at Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.